Give FFA Day, and how you can help. And the markets yesterday, only soybeans had any kind of strength throughout the session. This is Michigan Ag Today News. I'm Andy Eubank, and this report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. This week is National FFA Week, a week that shines a spotlight on the impact that FFA has on more than 1 million members across the U.S. C.J. Miller joins us now, reporting on how you can show your support during their big fundraising day tomorrow.
This is a day where we all have the opportunity to give back to an organization that is shaping the next generation of leaders in the world and in agriculture.
And that's National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland, who's from Holland, Michigan, and a former Michigan FFA State Secretary. Thursday the 26th is Give FFA Day. She says your donation will help fund the programs that make a difference in the lives of students.
I know this organization has sure changed my life for the better. And on Give FFA Day, we have the opportunity to continue making that donation so that students across the country can have that same impact in their life. We'll have donors and some of our big sponsors that will be matching the gifts on this special day, but we're really looking forward to it. And truly, every dollar counts.
Nyland says that an ag education through FFA is far more than just learning about cows, sows, and plows.
I think about when I first started in FFA, I was a little bit resistant to agriculture education, to be totally honest with you, because I didn't know what careers were in agriculture. But it's because of my FFA experience, and specifically my supervised agriculture experience, which is the work-based learning opportunities that we have in FFA that opened the doors to so many career possibilities and really helped me realize that there's many different careers in agriculture, and truly that every single student that wears this blue jacket has a place in agriculture.
To make your donation this Thursday for Give FFA Day, visit FFA.org. You can also find that link at our website. I'm CJ Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Beans go higher, right around steady, though, for corn and wheat. Time to take a look back at the Tuesday markets. And for analysis, I checked in with Mike Castle of StoneX at the end of the session. Grains pretty quiet on Tuesday, but the stock market turned around and went higher after a rough go on Monday. And soybean futures higher throughout the trading session. Mike, we can look at higher soy meal and oil for that boost in the bean market. Let's start there. Any particular reason why?
Soybeans in general kind of continue to see, you know, this inflow of speculative buying for managed money. And a lot of that still is kind of in the wake of the announcement we got at the start of the month. It's now 20 days ago that we could potentially see China up their U.S. soybean purchases to 20 million metric tons. That'd be up from the 12 they've already bought. But since then, we've really not seen much of any confirmation of that. And a big part of that, you know, at least last week, was the fact that it was Lunar New Year in China. A lot of folks took the entire week off. You know, this is a time where a lot of folks are traveling. So you expect it to be pretty quiet. But now that everyone's back in the office, so to speak, this week, this is the time that we really need to start seeing confirmation of new purchases, you know, USDA's daily flash sales, for example, would be the perfect place to see that, but we just haven't at this point.
Mike Castle, market intelligence and senior fertilizer analyst at StoneX. Settlements now, a quarter cent gain on March corn. It ends at 427 and three quarters, but May down a penny and three quarters, 438 and a half. Up a nickel and a quarter for March beans, 1139 and a half. May 1155 and a quarter, up a nickel and a half. Down 2 cents, March wheat, 566. 7.5. The meats were mostly higher. April live cattle, 239.10. That was down 15 cents. June, though, 235.55, up a dime. And April lean hogs, 95.80, up $2.10. You're up to date now on the latest news and markets, too. I'm Andy Eubank. Have a great day from all of us here at Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.
Plenty of clouds around through the morning and midday hours as a clipper moves off to the east. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We started in the overnight with a batch of light snow that moved across the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan, just flurries farther south. That system is moving away now, and I do believe we are going to be putting together some better weather later this afternoon. Can we get rid of all of these clouds? Well, maybe you see a few breaks. Get rid of? Absolutely not. And I think we see a reinforcing shot of cloud cover trying to sneak down into Michigan through the day tomorrow. So a couple of gray days here, and that's going to reinforce cold air that dominates the landscape through the next couple of days. Now, getting to Friday, we do see a nice surge in west and southwest breezes. That will take temperatures up. I'm looking for quite mild conditions, especially over southern half of lower Michigan through the Friday afternoon and Saturday time frame. Cold air does come back. You would think that would bring out a little bit of moisture, but I don't think it does much on Saturday. We might see a few scattered snow showers come across southern lower Michigan overnight Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and then it's mostly done. We see the moisture profile sink a little bit farther south for Sunday night Monday as a significant storm complex comes out of the central plains and moves through the eastern Corn Belt, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio from Monday into Tuesday of next week. Nothing here except more chilly air. The big surge in mild temperatures, that doesn't look to happen in my mind until we get well into that first week of March, 4th, 5th, 6th. That's when I think we see warm air come in here. And when it arrives, it's also bringing moisture. I think rain, some decent chances over multiple systems as we finish that first full week of March. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.